Philips NPPF. These are in care today. Today's date is 07/24/2025. The patient is for Ms. Chiquieta Curry. Chiquieta spells Chiquieta. Date of birth is 08/03/1976. This is a 48-year-old female. Here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Ms. Chiquieta has a history of outright DJD, hypertension, morbid obesity. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And this says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Correction. All systems were reviewed and negative except for those mentioned above, period. She also indicated that she's having some knee pain in her right. She worked today on having increased knee pain after work and state that her job entails her to be on her feet for a very long period of time. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in acute distress, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98%. Mean blood pressure is 152/98. Pulse 68. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.13. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guard, no visible peristalsis. Period. She has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. She has some discomfort with range of motion of her right knee. However, there's no edema, no erythema. Negative ballotment sign. She has antalgia gait. Period. Next paragraph. Antalgic gait on the right, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2 is obesity, number 3 is DJD. Number 4 is medication refill, period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received the following, a Toradol 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She indicated that her pain and knee is a little better. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times correction. Next paragraph, labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. The patient's medication will refill as follows. Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily, times 9 days, number 90. Next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days, number 10. Next medication, lisinopril, /hydrochlorothiazide, that's 20/12.5 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patient indicated that she has not had a mammogram for, quote, a long time, close quote. I completed a consult so patient can have a mammogram done with the local appropriate clinic. Next line, the screening colonoscopy. Patient indicated that her grandmother has colon cancer. She doesn't know at what age she was diagnosed, but she knows she died from colon cancer, and she would like to be screened. I completed a consult for screening colonoscopy. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.